It's 88.5 KCSN, the morning show. Jamie Ann Commons joins us. How you doing, mate? Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me, dude?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, sir. Yourself?
I'm all right, mate. Tell us who you got in the studio with you this morning.
Well, we got Benjamin Markle on guitar, Gus Collins on keyboards, James D on bass, Tobias Humble on drums, and a very special Phil Jones birthday boy on sound desk here.
All right. Well, we're welcome, everybody. We're going to hear a couple of songs, and I want to come back and chat a little bit. But over to you, Jamie Ann Commons, live on KCSN.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
tell me the truth about an audio lie. Don't tell me the truth, I want to hold you alive. Don't tell me the truth, I want to hold you alive. Give me all of your life.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you on The Morning Show. Jamie Ann Commons, guest in studio. And a couple of songs to get us underway. But can you tell us what you just played?
Yeah, that was Caroline and our new single, Rumble and Sway.
Welcome again, as I said. Obviously, you guys got here a little while ago and set up. Quite the setup you got in there this morning. I saw all the gear arriving, and I was like, oh, we got the full band.
Yeah, man.
thanks for bringing everybody. We got a couple of minutes just to talk a little bit before we get back to the last song and wrap up our program this morning. Now, you've got an accent, obviously, like me, but you got an interesting past because you grew up in England and here in the States, right?
Yeah. I was born in Bristol, and then when I was about 7, moved over to Chicago, and... Yeah, they moved back when I was about 14 to England. So, yeah, I spent a good, like, 5 or 6 years or something.
But really formative years, obviously, your early teenage years in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I know that your dad was a big music fan and exposed you to a lot of stuff. What was some of the early music you were listening to? Because it might explain the way you sing and write now.
Well, when we went over first, I think he got really into country music and stuff. So a lot of Johnny Cash. A lot of Woody Guthrie and a lot of Americana and Steve Earle and stuff as well. So that's kind of my earliest kind of musical memories is sitting in the back of the car listening to that stuff.
But also going to shows, I believe, right? Going to see people like Allman Brothers and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, that was I like playing that game with people. What's your first show? Because I usually win with the Allman Brothers.
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, as you were sort of taking this stuff in, I guess we're in a moment right now in the musical world where there is a lot of stuff coming back and a lot of younger artists like yourself who've been exposed to, you know, classic Americana, I guess, for want of a better term, bringing that music back. But I know that you were also listening to Moby and that album of his, Play, which sampled a lot of stuff. And that triggered you off on a little bit of a search as well, didn't it?
Yeah, well... I mean, I wish I could go back to those halcyon days when you're that young and you don't really understand genre or what's cool.
Yeah.
So I just knew I loved these vocals on that record for some reason. I didn't know where it came from or who it was by or anything. But yeah, so I guess I was just drawn to blues even before I knew what it was. And it's just always the sound that I've loved, really.
So when did you pick up a guitar? How old were you?
Quite late to the game, actually. It took coming back to England. I was about 15, I think.
And what did you explore musically once you got back to England? Because I know you've got a lot of stuff going on in there. You sort of got in touch with people like John Martin and some of that English confessional folk stuff as well, right?
Yeah. When I first came back, though, I was big into punk and stuff. There was a big thing happening over there with the Libertines.
Sure.
And the Clash and stuff were getting big again and, you know, getting a revival with the youth generation stuff. So, yeah, it was a lot of punk rock first off. And then when I went to university, I started getting really into the early Ireland stuff, as you said, with John Martin and Nick Drake and that kind of stuff.
Right. So tell us about your music and how your songs have come about. If you take in those influences, and then obviously working with a producer as well, like Alex DeKid, tell us about this group of songs from the new album.
Well, they're kind of an experimentation, really. We signed out here with Interscope for the sole purpose of trying to update the blues sound. And I thought Alex was the perfect person to help me do that. So it's mixing, you know.
Well, he's known for beats, though, obviously, as a hip-hop guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you bring those two worlds together?
Well, it took about 4 weeks of us bashing our head
together. You did just say it was an experiment, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, it took about 3 weeks of utter... I can't swear, can I? But yeah, until we did 1 week, and we came up with a lot of stuff in that last week.
Right.
So it's just moderation on both sides, I think, and you know, resolving fights before they turn violent.
No, that's good. Thank goodness. Did you write together, or did you sort of bring different ideas together?
Well, we tried every different way about it, but the way we learned to do it is he'd just give me a beat, like some, you know, some big drum sounds and that kind of stuff, and then I'd just kind of ride around it, and then I'd give it to him, and then we'd kind of go back and forth in it. But yeah, so I'd kind of basically be writing a song by myself already, but just writing it to his rhythm, and making sure the vocal sits on that beat that he's writing. And so that's the kind of process that we wrote only two songs, I think, on the CP, or maybe one song on the CP, but we've got more in the bag for later on.
Right.
But yeah, so a lot of the stuff on the EP is actually the stuff we wrote before we were signed there. But he's produced some of the stuff on the track on the EP as well.
So the title track of the EP, as you said, is Rumble and Sway. Is there another EP in process? Is that how it works now? I mean, I believe that that's probably the way to do it. As you get the music, you put it out. You know, four or five songs at a time, two at a time, whatever. It seems to me that the old way of doing it's kind of over, unless you combine your EPs like the Beta Band did or something, and then you've got like the three EPs and you have an album. Is that the plan? Another EP?
You know, I'm not sure. I think maybe we'll have one before the album, but I just really want to make this album, you know, correct and right. Because, I mean, we're kind of going into new territory here with what we're doing. So I just want to make sure this album really sums up, the aim of all our goals of updating the blues sound for people that don't, this generation, don't normally listen to blues and stuff, and just kind of spread the good word.
Right on, man. You're preaching. I'm going to let you finish things up then. We've got a couple of minutes. We've got one more song that's going to take us out to the top of the hour. I want to thank everybody who came in this morning, obviously. And Jim Nelson will be up at the top taking you through the afternoon with the KCSN Music Mix. But we're going to wrap it up. Just moving some microphones, getting ourselves ready here. And tell me when you're ready, mate. Got to tune that guitar a little bit.
Yeah, someone's tuned it to regular. This song's actually in drop D.
Ah.
But
see, to somebody who knows what you're talking about, that means something. Just joking.
This is a performance in itself, really, isn't it?
This is a B-side, dude.
Can you grab a capo there, Mr. Markham?
Yeah, it's a Delta B-side.
All right. Going on capo 4 here.
Looks like we're ready to go.
It's following along at home.
So what's the last song you're going to play for us?
This last song's called Lead Me Home, which just happened to coincide when I was out doing that experiment, and we had a meeting with the guy who does the music for Walking Dead. And he wanted a song, an original song for it. And this is one of the ones he picked it up, and it's on the show, and so it's done us very well over here and got us a lot of buzz, so I thought I should play it for you today, but I think I'm ready.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks.
How's that sound for you? In tune?
Thanks again for bringing everybody in, and we're running a little over, but I want to get this song in. It's Jamie N. Commons on The Morning Show. Thanks.
All right. Inside me, lead me on my way. Hold on, lead inside me, lead me on my way. Lead me home, lead me home. Hold on in the darkness, lead me on my way. Hold on in the darkness, lead me on my way. Lead me home. Lead me home.
heaven's waiting up in the beyond door. Oh, Lord, heaven's waiting up in the beyond door. Lead me home. 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 Lead me home.